This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, Now Playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Rufus Wainwright and Beautiful Child from Want One at Whereas. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the finest hour in its brand new slot of 2 till 4 on a Sunday afternoon. For those of you who were expecting Huey's programme, it was on yesterday, but it's still on the iPlayer. The magic time machine that is the iPlayer. I very much enjoy Huey's show, and I love listening to Six on a Sunday. It is, after all, the greatest radio station on earth. And from now on, here I am. I'll be nestled neatly between Jarve and Kerris, which, let's face it, is an enviable spot to be in. I'm going to walk you through my programme and what it is that we've done on the Finest Hour for the last 6 years. My old slot of 10 till midnight is now taken by the great Don Letts. And yeah, all together, a bit of a shuffle here on Sunday, or on the weekend if you like, on Six Music. I'll be introducing you later in the programme to our musical mystery history girl, the Beckopedia. And you, the listeners, the Six Music listeners, will be recommending, I'd say, about a third of the tunes on this show. However, I must stress, it's a pre-recorded show. I make it here in my house in North Manchester. And as we get into it, I'll let you know all the things that we do. The things that I used to do is the title of this next tune. This is going out to Huey and to everyone who was expecting Huey, because I think it's where mine and Huey's tastes cross and meet in a beautiful way. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Sunday, everyone. It's G Love and Special Sauce for Huey's crew, The Things That I Used to Do. What a great band, G Love and Special Sauce. And when that first album with the same title came out, I was a young man. And me and my friends were just absolutely buzzing about that record. We considered we were the only people in the world that knew about it. And when the band came to Manchester, I went to see them at Manchester Roadhouse, where most of Elbow eventually ended up working for some years. My friend Katie Mountain still owns that venue to this day. And we watched them play and we met the band. And I believe, actually, one of them kissed my friend Anna all those years ago. But yeah, good memories attached to that one. Once again, that was G-Love and Special Sauce with The Things That I Used To Do. I've got an email here from Paul Maskell. He says, "Well, you've done me up like a kipper, Garvey. Sunday nights will never be the same. No longer will it be about me, you and two bottles of red. I shall miss the beauty and brilliance of your miraculous little show." You see how I left that in there. "However, my liver says a genuine thank you, and the wonderful Mrs. M is ecstatic. She's certain that the new 2 o'clock shot is a genuine broadcasting Peaky Blinder." Right, I believe that's some cultural reference which I have no knowledge of. I could look it up, but why don't you email me? guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Get in touch with your song for Guy recommendations, a bit about that in a minute, and any abuse that you have for me as well. That's the same email address. Thanks for your email, Paul. Paul actually PS's this email. "I'm always on the lookout for youngish, aspiring artists to play on my bandstand. You fit the bill perfectly. Give us a call." You old flatterer. He's Paul Maskell. He's the leisure and events manager in Parliament Hill, London, and he's got a bandstand. So there you go. Get in touch with Paul if you need somewhere to play in Parliament Hill. And talking of live music, this next band are one of the best live bands I've ever seen. This tremendous tune goes out to my mate Sarge, because I've never seen anybody move like Sarge does when he hears this number. This is The Walkmen and Angela Surf City. We'll be right back. Yeah, I think so. The Walkmen and Angela Surf City. That's from the album Lisbon. A great place to start with that band, I think.
Folks, you know me. It's Huey.
Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast.
One of the great things about growing up in New York, there was such cultural diversity that, you know, in the same building, you would hear 10 types of different music from 10 different nations around the world. And I think that was the beauty of it all. And I learned to appreciate music at a very young age, but all types of music. And that's what I'm going to try to bring you Saturday. All types of music that's good, because I don't play no doo-doo tracks.
Watch the beat, y'all.
Funk, soul, punk, hardcore, hip-hop, dub, Latin. Whatever works, man. Whatever's cool, whatever's chilling, we're going to be playing for you.
All right, we're funking it up now.
Once that red light goes on in the studio and we live on air, we're here to have fun because I love all this music.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, man, you just do it, man. Just do it.
The Huey Show.
That's how we roll.
Saturday mornings from 10
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So I'm going to explain a little bit about one of the main points of the programme. I like to give a reason for every song that I play on The Finest Hour. Sometimes you'll be familiar with them, sometimes you won't. And a song for Guy recommendation, can you see what I've done there? A song for Guy is a recommendation from you, the listeners. Most of them come via email. I want to know why you love the song, why you think I'd love the song, and then I will share it with the 6 Music listeners and we'll all become richer for it. So I was turned on to the band Magnetic Fields by James Reid some time ago. This is the first song I heard from them. It's a lovely, touching, witty thing. It's called It's Only Time. Great, isn't it? Magnetic Fields and It's Only Time. That was a Song for Guy recommendation quite a few years ago from James Reed. So if you have a Song for Guy recommendation, and try and base it on the stuff that you hear me play on the show, and the band I also, the music I also make with my band, with Elbow, I want recommendations rather than requests, if you see what I mean. Let's expand each other's knowledge of all things music. Somebody who does that every week here on The Finest Hour is our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. Here she is with a really good reason to listen to a really good piece of music. Now then.
Now then. Barbara Dane is a woman who spent her life making music count. Born in 1927, she grew up in Detroit in the Great Depression and by her late teens had a well-developed moral compass, throwing her considerable talent as a folk, blues and jazz musician into singing at demonstrations for racial equality and economic justice. She became a strong, independent woman who turned down many opportunities to make it big in favour of sharing her songs with smaller crowds of like-minded people. That being said, she performed with some of the giants of 20th century music, from Muddy Waters to Louis Armstrong, opened her own club, released her own records, and was the first white woman to feature in a spread in Ebony magazine. And through it all, she remained committed to peace, through the civil rights movement in the 60s, anti-war protests in Washington, and a tour of GI coffee houses all around the world. But this is a woman who doesn't have to shout to be heard. Her rich, soulful tone and passionate, intense performance simply cannot be ignored. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Barbara Dane and How Long Blues, as recommended by the Beckopedia, that mystery musical history girl of the velvet voice. Okay, time now for another tune from my featured artist this week, Rufus Wainwright. I'm going to play a tune from Want, called Want. Two albums consecutively were called Want 1 and 2. And Rufus worked with a very good friend of mine called Marius de Vries on those records, who admires me a great deal. I think I can call Rufus a friend now, particularly as he once made me dress as a Dickensian orphan to help him in a charity concert, him and his family, a charity concert at the Royal Albert Hall. It was like a Christmas concert. And he drafted me in because it was a charity gig, made me dress like a Dickensian street urchin. And not only that, but once I had the costume on, he amended it with tinsel and bits of ribbon. It's on YouTube if you want to go and ridicule me. And yeah, that's something you do for a friend. So whether he likes it or not, he's my mate. This next tune is absolutely beautiful. Really, really simple lyric, but heartfelt. It is our Rufus, the second one of the three tracks I'm going to play this week. And it is simply called Want.
Mm-hmm. Time now for the news.
Six music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30. This is Anthony Birchley. The former Justice Secretary Ken Clark has said he finds the full face veil worn by Muslim women peculiar. He made the comments in an interview with the BBC about the issue of wearing the clothing in court. Mr. Clark said while people should be free to wear what they want, it's difficult to tell if a woman is being honest in court if her face is covered.
I do think it's a most peculiar costume for people to adopt in the 21st century, but that's not for me to decide when they're not actually engaged in some serious issue such as giving evidence. That's the bit that I think it's almost impossible to have a proper trial if one of the persons in a kind of bag.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after two teenage girls died following a crash on a road in Gosport in Hampshire. One girl was 14, the other was 16. The police watchdog is to investigate three officers accused of giving a misleading account of a meeting with the former Conservative Cabinet Minister Andrew Mitchell. Two of the three are also being recalled to Parliament to clarify evidence they previously gave about the incident to MPs on the Home Affairs Select Committee. The officers deny trying to tarnish Mr. Mitchell's reputation. The lawyer of a man from Bangladesh sentenced to death in his home country for crimes committed during its war of independence says he rejects the allegations in their entirety. Chowdhury Muin Uddin, who lives in London, was found guilty of the abduction and killing of 18 people by a special war crimes tribunal. His lawyer, Toby Cadman, said the prosecution is politically motivated.
Not once they've been in contact with his legal team. The statement by one of the prosecutors this morning was that they know where he is. Well, if they know where he is, they should have sought his extradition. It is further evidence of the highly politicised nature of these trials.
And the Conservatives have condemned as unworkable plans by Labour to offer employers a tax incentive to raise the pay of the lower paid workers. The Tory party chairman said the plans would increase taxes and make Britain worse off. That's 6 Music News. Your next update is at 3:30.
This is 6 Music.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye. As though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Thank you.
Black Keys and The Breaks, the first tune I ever heard from them boys. He's been prolific in recent years, hasn't he? The old Dan Auerbach there, annoyingly so. I'm Guy Garvey from Elbow. This could be my finest hour. In my new slot of 2 till 4 here on 6 Music, after which Jarve takes over, I might start trying to get a Garve and Jarve thing going. You know, like when you cozy up to one of the big boys when you join school. Yeah, we'll see if that works. Here is a song for Guy recommendation. This is a perfect example of what I'm after with these recommendations. This is from Arturo Dell, who is a Chilean based in London for the last 16 years. He says, "Hi Guy, there's an album called Afro Sambas by Monica Salmaso and Paolo Bellinati. It is based on the 1966 album of the same name by Baden Powell and Vinicius de Moraes. It's an album of classic bossa nova songs arranged by a classical guitarist and sung by a fantastic singer. Very difficult to pick one song, but I would have to say Canto de la Mancha. Such a perfect combination of a great guitar arrangement and a lovely voice. Hope you like it, Arturo." Arturo, I do, I love it. And since I heard this on the SFG, on the Song for Guy disc that I get on a weekly basis, I've not been able to stop playing it. And this is beautiful Sunday afternoon music as well, I think. Here he is, Baden Powell and Canto de la Mancha.
Se você quiser amor, vem comigo a Salvador para ouvir Iemanjá. Se você quiser amor, Vem comigo a Salvador para ouvir Iemanjá
a cantar.
Canto de la Mancha from Baden Powell and Vinicius Moraes. I hope I've pronounced all that correctly. Do feel free to correct me though if I haven't. Baden Powell was one of the most prominent and celebrated Brazilian guitarists of his lifetime. I believe he died in 2000. And Vinicius Moraes was also known as O Poetina, the little poet. And he wrote lyrics for a number of Brazilian classic pop songs. So there you go. Let's get into Brazil. Why don't you send me your Song for Guy recommendations? What has Brazil got to offer a programme like this? Let me know. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. So a Song for Guy recommendation in the first year here at Six Music, which was a good 6 years ago, turned me on to the Red House Painters. And now plenty of my friends where I was growing up recommended this band time and again, but they didn't really... I didn't really connect with the music until I heard this beautiful song. It's got a swear in it, which we'll reverse when it comes up for little ears on a Sunday afternoon. But beautiful, especially the opening images in the lyrics. The guitar solo has dated a little bit, its sound, you know. I would love to remix it and sort of bring that guitar sound up to date. And that's the only criticism of it that I have. I'm a big fan of hypnotic music with great lyrics, and this is... just that. Red House Painters and Have You Forgotten?
That's when friends were nice and to think of them just makes you feel nice. The smell of grass in spring, in October leaves cover. All the good things that you did for me. Backyard summer pools and Christmas trees were bright and full. Of color mirrored ornaments. And the open drapes looked out on frozen farmhouse landscapes.
Red House Painters and Have You Forgotten. I hope you enjoyed that, I certainly did.
From the world of underground dance music.
Hey, this is Derek May.
Groove Armada.
Errol Alkin.
Goldie.
Jamie XX.
Andrew Weatherall.
Six resident DJs on rotation.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
The Six Mix.
Dance music across the board.
The disco re-edits, bit of future house music.
Left of centre, electronic music.
High-tech soul, techno,
cosmic house.
All manner of goodies.
Drum and bass music, some deep, some dark.
Love. Music that comes from all angles, corners.
From the 70s up until the present day.
Six Mix, The Residents. Available to listen to now at the Six Music website. And this Friday night from 10.
On BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Tom Waits is an artist that I play an awful lot on the finest hour. In actual fact, you know, he's probably my most played artist. It's either him or a lady called Jolie Holland, who I'm going to play you something from in a little while. This tune is called Grapefruit Moon, and it reminds me of my friend Brian, who died a few years ago now. But Brian used to do this as Noel Coward for me late at night when we were drunk, which is something I will hold in my heart forever. The other thing I think about when I think about grapefruits is the fact that Michael Eavis confided in me once that that's the secret of his youthful appearance. He eats an entire grapefruit every day. Goes out to the cowshed to milk the herd, chewing on the pips. There you go. He's a strong advocate of it. Give it a whirl while you listen to Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon.
Grapefruit Moon.
stars shining, can't turn back the tide. Never had no destinations, could not get across. Star shining is more than I can hide.
Tom Waits and Grapefruit Moon. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'm very happy to be in this new slot on Six Music Sunday afternoons. Still a bit nervous, if I'm completely honest. Just to describe the room I make my little programme in, so to contextualise a little bit, I've got a picture of Katie Hepburn on the front cover of Life, which I actually bought the day she died in Boston. And I bring that up because I get to right or wrong in terms of, it was in a pile of Life magazines that were $5 each, and when the guy saw it was Katie Hepburn, he said, that one's $20. And I said, is that because she died this morning? And he said, if you want the magazine, it's $20. And I said, do you do realise you're making a profit out of Katie's death? And he went, do you want the magazine or not? So there you go. I'm not going to name the bookshop, it would be ungentlemanly, but she watches over me while I'm doing this. It's got quite a religious aspect, actually, to it, the picture of it. And then there's Freddie Starr's After the Laughter, which is a terrible record he made, sitting on top of of my little electronic organ over here. Further around the room, I have Elbow's old upright piano, which sounds like this. And further around the room, I have that sofa that I just couldn't part with, that I've had for years. I usually stick my head out the window, but it's far too chilly as I pre-record the programme on this chilly Wednesday night. That song we just heard by Tom Waits, and I believe I've played on that piano. It's in Sunset Sound Factory, if it's the one I think it is, where he did a lot of his recordings. Anyway, my sister Louise, I've got, she's one of five amazing sisters that I've got. My sister Louise is a mother of two grown-up lovely men. And on the 4th of November, she's flying to Las Palmas to join a 38-foot sailing boat called Kika as a crew member. And she's going to compete in the ARC Plus Transatlantic Yacht Race. She's not done anything quite so intrepid for many years. And I'm so, so proud of her. I'm really, really happy she's doing it. So lots of love and luck to you, Louise. I've got some more good news later on in the programme concerning Elbow's bass player, Pete Turner. But more about that in a minute. First of all, I'm going to play you this tune by Chilly Gonzalez. Jason Charles Beck, otherwise known as Gonzalez or Chilly Gonzalez, is a Grammy-nominated Canadian musician who resides in Paris, France, or he did do. He lives in Cologne, sorry, according to this now. He's known for his for being an MC and for his electro albums, and he's collaborated with Peaches, Mocky, Feist, James Liddle, Buck 65, and Daft Punk. So he's known for that kind of music, but he's also a classical pianist. And this beautiful thing, I think it's just great for a Sunday afternoon. It's called Gentle Threat. It's Chilly Gonzalez, and it sounds like this.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Existence, you turn me on, you turn me, your body here.
forgotten the phrase again. Chosen artist, that wasn't it. Featured artist, there you go. Rufus Wainwright and Greek Song. I absolutely love that. This next tune is something that my sister Karen turned me on to some years ago. I'm going to have to fiddle with my computer to see the full title. There we go. It's the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictus, from the Missa Gaia. And it's performed by, get a load of this, Wales, and I don't mean the nation, I mean the animal. Quite an 80s thing to do, involve Wales with your recordings, but never mind. The Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral, New York, and Brazilian Escola de Samba. So I'm assuming they didn't bring live Wales into the cathedral where this was recorded, but an amazing mix of church music and a choir with a really reassuring samba. A very beautiful thing. Sunday is, of course, for a lot of people, the Sabbath. Whether or not you're a church person, you're going to love this. And guy.6music@bbc.co.uk is where you tell me how much.
Thank you.
I wonder what whales have on their rider. Plankton, please. 2 tons of plankton. That was the Sanctus Osanum ex Chelsis and Benedicta from Benedictus by the, from the Missagaia, and that's performed by the Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral, New York, Brazilian Escola de Samba, and Wales. This next song has been very much in my mind over the past few weeks. Elbow are putting the finishing touches to their next record, and we have a song called Real Life. This song is called Real Life as well, and it's by another of my favourite voices. I think she's actually probably my most favourite contemporary female voice at the moment. Joan as Policewoman is the artist. The song's called Real Life, and give this all your attention, particularly the chorus, which only happens once, tantalisingly. This beautiful thing was made for a Sunday afternoon. This is Joan as Policewoman and Real Life.
Song, but I'm changing my ways for you, child.
gorgeous, right? Jonah's Policewoman and Real Life from the album of the same name, which you're going to go and buy, not stream. That's Real Life by Joan as Policewoman.
A single toe peeps from the foot of the covers. It's cold and it's dark outside. There are no others. The time before milk floats and newspaper boys, before slumbering batteries activate toys. One man is rudely awakened from sleep, a reverie comfortable, cozy and deep. Thrust into studios accompanied by papers, expected to drum up a whole host of capers. Listeners all know what the show is about. They'll send in a strapline or middle-aged shout-out. Their patience rewarded with some Brian Cox or a poem from Murray or some Ultravox.
A big up from John Humphreys on Radio 4. Knocked me down with a feather. My jaw's on the floor. The Today Show is great, but for music and fun, try the Sean Keevy Breakfast Show. It really is brilliant.
Weekday mornings from 7.
Fix Music.
Thank goodness for Hydro Static Equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
So I'm Guy Garvey from Elbow, and also in the band is Pete Turner, my bass player and friend for 23 years. Pete's a lovely man and he found himself a lovely woman some years ago. His Mrs. Ruth and Pete already have a beautiful little daughter called Martha. And at the time of pre-recording this programme, their other little nipper is due to be born in less than 24 hours. So I'm confident that by Sunday there'll be a new addition to the Turner family. I cannot wait to meet them. We don't know at this point if it's going to be a boy or a girl, but as this programme is broadcast, I'm hoping they'll be at home, sat round the radio. It's become a bit of a tradition when people I love have a baby to play this next song. It's specifically for Ruth because I can imagine it's just how she feels. But to Pete, Ruth, Martha and little Nipper, whatever your name is. Guy's a nice name, isn't it? Guy's a nice name for a baby. Boy or girl. It's a nice name. This is for you, but particularly Ruth. This is Etta James. Welcome to the world, little baby Turner. I'll be round for a cuddle. This next tune is on an amazing compilation album, which regular listeners to The Finest Hour will know I've been hammering over the past few weeks. It's called Red Hot and Fella. It's out on Knitting Factory Records. It's a fantastic compilation of Fela Kuti tunes. If you're not familiar with Fela Kuti's stuff, he's kind of the originator of a style of music known as Afrobeat. I'll be playing it from time to time on The Finest Hour, but this thing is it's called Trouble Sleep Yang Awake Am, which is Pidgin English, I believe they call it, Pidgin English, which is Fela's native language. My Morning Jacket with Meryl Garbus and a couple of other cats. This is a beautiful thing. I'm going to see how much I can get in before the news. But again, check the horns out on this. This is very Sunday in my view.
Yeah.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Adam Porter. The former Justice Secretary Ken Clark says women giving evidence in court should be banned from wearing a veil. He said his comments contained no trace of Islamophobia, but were based on common sense. A survey carried out by the Bar Council suggests that a majority of barristers in England and Wales would like to go further and forbid defendants from wearing the veil at any time during a trial. Maura McGowan is the council's chair.
Judges, but particularly juries, need to assess all that's happening in court, which is why they can see all the participants in a trial. And one of the reasons to watch the defendant is to see how he or she reacts to evidence being given against them. As a matter of practice, you tend to see juries look to the dock and see how the defendant reacts.
A 20-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder after the death of two teenage girls who were hit by a car at Gosport in Hampshire. One of the victims, aged 14, died at the scene. The other, who was 16, was taken to hospital but died of her injuries. Three police officers accused of giving a misleading account of a meeting with the former government chief whip, Andrew Mitchell, will now be investigated by the police watchdog. Two of the three are also being recalled to Parliament to clarify evidence they'd previously given about the incident to MPs. The government is dropping a plan to make immigrants from so-called high-risk countries pay a £3,000 bond before they'd be allowed in. Ministers had hoped the scheme would stop people overstaying their visas. But our political correspondent Ben Wright says the Lib Dems disagreed with the idea.
In the policy-making sausage machine of the coalition, those two visions have clashed. The Liberal Democrats have clearly won this one and the policy has been ditched. It does show the problem of trying to hammer out policy on the sensitive issue of immigration that actually works and that can please both halves of the coalition.
In Formula One, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix has been won by Sebastian Vettel. That's 6 Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
I was in the coal mine picking up diamonds that the miners had left behind. And I admired their cold shine, simple and bright, and I pocketed many in the cavernous night. Clear when held up to the light, you belong to no one. Thank you.
I'm going to open the window. Just to make, you know, great radio. Ooh, it's wintry out there. I hope you're tucked up warm. My goodness. It's a Wednesday night for me, pre-recording the programme. So if I haven't replied to any texts or emails that you've sent in the past hour and a bit, it's because you haven't written them yet. Does that make sense? That mysterious, beguiling little number was a Song for Guy recommendation some time ago. Have I got the person's name? Yes. Sarah Madden recommended that some years ago. It's by Diane Cluck and it's called Easy to Be Around. Oh, wait for it. And hey, you are. This next tune is by heroes of mine and friends of mine for over the last decade and a half. But the first time I heard this, I couldn't believe it. I know exactly where I was. I was on a train down to Peter Gabriel's Real World studio to work on Elbow's first album. And I had a demo mini disc. Remember that format? I loved mini disc. I had a mini disc of a band called Doves who were just emerging. And this was the first tune I heard. And I don't know. It fills me with the same kind of awe when I hear it now. Take it away, lads. We'll be right back. Mighty Doves and the Cedar Room. What a tune. I'm very happy to say that Jimmy Goodwin, the lead singer of Doves and my very, very good friend, has completed a solo record and he's joining Elbow on tour. And yeah, can't wait. I helped him with some lyrics on a couple of tunes, or rather, he was kind enough to let me help with the lyrics on a couple of tunes. So it's just great that we're going to get to tour together again. Doves took Elbow on their first UK tour and their first US tour, and we've been mates with the lads ever since. Wonderful. There's stuff coming from the rest of Doves as well. They're all doing little side projects at the minute, but Jimmy's stuff is the only stuff I've heard, and it's excellent. This is Little Dragon. I got an email from them a couple of weeks ago. They're in the studio and we're expecting a new album, and this is something I'm very excited about. One of my favourite bands of recent years, and you'll understand why. You can probably hear it fading up now, creeping up into your kitchen as you do whatever you do on a Sunday. This is Little Dragon and Crystal Film. Crystal Film from the wonderful Little Dragon. I absolutely adore that tune. Fantastic stuff.
I guess I primarily made mixtapes for myself and then started to give them to other people, like The Clash and The Sex Pistols and The Pretenders. And Paddy Smith actually was really hip to my mixtapes.
This is Don Letts.
Get on it. It's your time.
Back in those days, it was like serious currency. It was a way that we communicated with one another. And I think that potential is still there with the radio show. I really think about what I'm going to put out there. I guess my selection reflects my cultural journey. I only play stuff that I really care and am passionate about. The only difference with my show is there's a few more beats, a lot more bass. But other than that, I'm all over the place, crossing time, space and genres.
Don Letts Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I mentioned earlier Jolie Holland is somebody that I play on the Finest Hour a lot. You'll get used to hearing her voice because I adore it. This next tune's called All the Morning Birds. And what's extraordinary about the album that it's on, it's called Catalpa. And my friend Tony recommended it to me. Jolie counts it as a live album because she recorded it very hurriedly in her bedroom. And it's that level of authenticity, that sort of no editing, no detailing, no messing around with the recordings that makes it so special and so personal. I later found out that it's one of Tom Waits' favourite records. And this is a great example of what kind of a record you can expect when you buy it. Again, it's called Catalpa by Jolie Holland. And in this song, All the Morning Birds, she gets something stuck in her throat while she's singing and playing. And it produces this beautiful little fluttery note, which, given the title of the song, was very appropriate. The sound of this lovely, light, crystalline, beautiful little note that she hits is aided by whatever's stuck in her throat, and then she coughs really loudly in order to clear it. And I just thought that was such a lovely compromise that she kept there on the record. Once again, it's a beautiful record. It's Catalpa. The artist is Jolie Holland, and the song is All the Morning Birds.
By 3 a.m. all the morning birds will be crying, and that old highway will be sighing. In my dreams, feel as cold as my bones on the long walk home. And my coat is old and growing thin, and my feet are numb and stumbling, and as many the thought of a long lost friend that comes to me again and again. And I wanna thank my Sarah Bell, who blessed me more than words can tell, and who picked me straight up out of hell. And I miss her real bad, but I love her well. And I remember Don Clancy as a wild young man, but I haven't seen him nor heard of him since he lost his mind and was born again. Off the coast of Oregon, oh, where are you now? Oh, where are you now? And do you ever think of me? I'm telling you now, you are the stars that I'll follow endlessly, endlessly. Oh, where are you now? Oh, where are you? stars that I follow endlessly, endlessly,
wonderful Jolie Holland. Hopefully we'll be hearing more of that. Hopefully you'll be hearing more of that next Sunday. I hope you've enjoyed the programme this week. Thank you to Michelle, Peter and the Beckopedia. We'll be seeing you all next week. Jarve coming up next with That Wonderful Thing. And I reckon somewhere in Prestwich, I'll be breathing a sigh of relief as I go off the air after this little beauty from Nina Simone. Welcome to the world, baby Turner. And good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
I love you, Porgy, don't let 'em take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. And I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold it's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay with you forever. I've got my